Veterans Park of Holyoke, Massachusetts. Holyoke, Massachusetts has a beautiful park named Veterans Park. It's located around the area of the bus terminal. The streets that is near is Hamden, Chestnut, Maple, and Dwight. One of its main attractions is the St. Jerome's Church. But there are many places around the park that are beautiful. Veterans Park itself, in 1962, was named Veterans Park. It was previously called Hamden Park. And it was rededicated because of all the many veterans memorials that are in the park. The park has many of these memorials to the War of Dead of Holyoke, including from the Civil War, World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. The other wars that are not represented here, such as World War I, are represented in the War Memorial Building of Holyoke. The Spanish-American War is represented in the Army Building of Holyoke. Look also around the park in a general view. You can see the very many buildings, the rectory, the school. In the middle of the park is the Civil War Memorial. The Civil War Memorial honors those that died in that war if that person lived in Holyoke. Thomas Holman, the second one down on the eastern side, and James Burr, the fifth one down, are the only ones buried in Holyoke. The rest are buried at war sites around the United States. This statue was made by Henry Ellicott in 1876. It symbolizes Nike, the Greek goddess of victory. She holds a shield at her side and her laurel wreath only half high. She faces downward. She also faces to the south. These characteristics imply that she does not want to gloat in her victory. The shield is on the ground, representing that she's tired from the war. The laurel wreath is only halfway up, and that means that it's not a true victory because it was a war against brother, a war within the same country. She does not want to gloat, but she'd rather have the southern states come fully back into the Union. And by 1876, when the statue went up, it was so that these states had fully joined back. This statue is not a representation of liberty, because liberty, the Statue of Liberty representation, didn't come around to the 1880s. And that liberty wasn't even used in 1876 when this statue went up. Behind this statue is the Medal of Honor stone. John McKenzie, Raymond Bowden, and Joseph Muller are the three Medal of Honor men from Holyoke. Raymond Bowden is buried in South Hadley at the Notre Dame Cemetery. Joseph Muller is buried in Honolulu, Hawaii at the Cemetery of the Pacific. And John McKenzie, the only one to be buried in Holyoke, is at Forest Hill Cemetery. These three men, you can find on the internet, have very valiant stories, and they truly deserve the Presidential Medal of Honor. The fire station is towards the east. The Holyoke Central Fire Station has been at this location since about 1918. It was closed about 20 years ago, and at that point, they opened up the Central Fire Station along High Street. It is the second of three central fire stations in Holyoke. As the force became motorized, it needed a better station, and hence this one was made. There are three phases of the firefighting department in Holyoke. The first wave was that equipment was stored in a shed, and the force was small. The second wave was stations around the city, including this one in the Emerald Fire Station on Chestnut Street. The third wave is the modern one that's been happening since the 1960s. If you go to the southeastern corner, there are many buildings. Across the corner is McCausland & Wakeland Department Store, now part of the Holyoke Medical Center. Directly towards the east is a white building. Directly behind it, about 10 feet behind it, is what used to be a grocery store, but before that was a Nickelodeon movie house, one of the few left in Holyoke. Towards the south of Maple Street, adjacent to the Holyoke Medical Center, there's a building that also belongs to the Medical Center. but was part of the St. Jerome's Temperance Society. The modern building of Holyoke Medical Center is placed right over the top of it. This St. Jerome's Total Abstinence Mutual Benevolent and Literary Society, near this corner, was a place where men could gather and encourage each other not to drink alcohol, and they could have a mutual society. It means that they would share expenses when a person would die. They would help out the family of the deceased. Benevolent society means that they were good to each other, they're a fraternity. And the literary side means that they would encourage each other to develop better. One way was to read books. Also, they had musical groups, so forth. It belonged to St. Jerome's Church. Now, walk to the absolute southern edge on Dwight Street, and you see the World War II Memorial. This memorial honors the 212 men that died in World War II that lived in Holyoke. Ignatius Maranowski was a chaplain from Holyoke that died on D-Day. He was buried on the beaches of Normandy, but 3 years later was reinterred in South Hadley at the Mater Dolorosa Cemetery. There are many names on the stone. If you go through it, you might recognize some of the last names as Holyoke residents. You go to the southwestern corner, and you can see the Holyoke Post Office, which has been in this location since 1936. It was made as a WPA project. This is the fifth location of the Central Post Office of Holyoke. The first was at Crafts Tavern, the second and third at the Hotel Hamilton near the modern train station of Holyoke, and the fourth at a building behind that hotel, which was a Beaux Architecture building. Now you walk along the sidewalk of Chestnut Street, and halfway down the sidewalk, you're at the Immaculate Conception of Notre Dame School. The Notre Dame School was started in 1968 along Hamlet Street. A new structure was built along Chestnut Street in 1886. It served as a girls' school and then a co-ed school. In 1910, it was renamed as the St. Jerome School. In 1963, it became the Holy Catholic High School. Now, the last stop around Veterans Park, go to the absolute edge of the park where you might have started. You're now at the corner of Hamden and Chestnut Street in a northwest direction. And you can see the beautiful St. Jerome's Church. The St. Jerome's Parish was started in 1858, and they started building the church around that point. And I think it was finished in 1861. It burned to the ground in 1934 with only the very front of it left. That was a steeple. But it was rebuilt at that point. And you can read much more about the church and its campus at the link on the very bottom of this page. I hope you go on other tours I have around Holyoke. Thank you very much.